Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our co-host today is our editor, Jace Lejeune. Jace, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Lee.
Yeah, man. COVID's kind of getting a little bit to where, I mean, I had my shots. You got over it.
Right. Thankfully.
Yeah, and we're doing more of these in person because it's, you know, we're taking precautions. And we got a great show. I mean, we got an interview with North Shore High School, Bobby Sanders, who I had a chance to go spend some time with, Jace.
Right.
Last week in Slidell. North Shore is known for producing Ryan Eads that played for LSU baseball. They've had some, you know, Chris Falk played for LSU football, offensive tackle. His career ended too early with an injury.
Yep.
I think he'd be starting in the NFL right now if it wasn't for an injury. They've had some good baseball players. The football program's getting better. In the interview, I was shocked. I didn't know this, but Coach even says in the interview, I think they've only been in the playoff like 4 or 6 times in 45 years or 40 years or something.
Yeah, it hasn't been a successful football program in years past. But based on talking to them for the magazine this year, they have themselves
loaded.
They're loaded this year. So this is going to be a special year for North Shore.
Jace, I met these kids. Man, you talk about look the part. I mean, they got 5 guys I've never seen at North Shore at the same time. I mean, they look like your Catholic Cowboys in Baton Rouge or your West Monroe guys. I mean, they just – the physiques, the size, the – and they're good kids. I mean, it's a great academic school. So that'll be later in the show. We'll talk. I interviewed a bunch of recruits. They got a transfer from Brother Martin.
Yeah.
Austin Jackson.
Yeah.
Who's really good. And, like, I mean, they already have another split slot receiver that's All-State, but – you know, again, a great interview with them. I think we're going to use a picture with Coach in front of a statue that I got to get you today, Jason.
Okay.
They're Panther, big Panther statue. Looks like Mike the Tiger, but it's a Panther.
Right.
And also in the show today, we're going to talk about college football, kind of injuries to a lot of programs. I kind of hit on it the other day.
Yeah.
Now USC's having a bunch. But we've got a lot to talk about. We've got some college updates on Louisiana natives that are playing out of state. A lot of kids, if you're hearing this, might be your program. And we'll talk about much more. We're going to go ahead and, Jace, let's take an early break. When we come back, I want to mention our sponsors, and we'll get into our college topic of guys that are doing great in fall practice, Louisiana natives that are playing out of state. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest host today is Jace Lejeune. I'm going to talk about my sponsors real quick. Without these guys, we don't have a show.
Absolutely. We definitely have to
plug them. We have nothing. Baton Rouge, man, you got to call Medine's Collision Center to get a paint job or have work on your car or truck, especially body work. Call Chris Medine, Dominica Medine. Support them. They support us. They love high school football, college, and pro. I know they're even Saints fans. Miss Dominica's a huge Saints fan. Area code 225-357-7983 is the number to call. It's 357-7983. They're your expert body shop in Baton Rouge. And also John Harvey Toyota. If you're looking for a used car, Harvey Autos has 3 dealerships, which means 3 times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, Jace. Certified pre-owned and a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. Big supporters. Thank you for their support. And also, we've got Treads and Care, which is a great sponsor of ours. They're our newest sponsor, Devin Holly. I've been doing business with Devin for 25 years when he started years ago in Baton Rouge. He's got a beautiful new store in Central Louisiana, which is on Park Place Drive and Hooper Road. I've been to it. It's a phenomenal facility. We're going to be doing a remote there. Once this COVID stuff calms down a little bit, and none of our guests are uneasy, you know, we're going to do a remote out there. It's Treads and Care Tire Company, the number to call. You've got to give these guys a call. They're phenomenal, phenomenal people. In Central Louisiana, man, it's what a place to go to. And 331-8144 is the number to call. 331-8144. I might have to go see him pretty soon, man. I might have a nail in my tire that can get that out. And they do all changes, brakes, alignments. They have every brand of tires. They even do pickup and delivery, Jace.
Okay.
They'll even go to Port Allen, man.
I probably won't need them sooner or later with my car as far as how I drive, yeah. Too.
Number to call again is 331-8144. Tell them Lee told you to call, and that's Treads and Care Tire Company on Hooper Road, Park Place Drive. They've been in business since 1971, before you were born, Jace.
Oh, way before that.
1971, Treads and Care Tire Company. Let's go ahead and start our show here. The topic, our first topic, I love this stuff, and I think a lot of listeners do, keeping up with Louisiana natives.
Yeah.
Now, some people might say, Lee, why are you talking about guys from Louisiana out of state? They're not playing for LSU or Tulane. Well, there are guys.
Yeah, but right? Got to keep up with them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. Florida State, in case you forgot, there's a running back from Terrebonne High School. Jace, tell everybody his name.
Yeah, Ja'Kai Douglas.
He's tearing it up, man. Two touchdowns yesterday in a scrimmage for Florida State. All 5'6", 190, runs a 4.39 40.
Boy, was he explosive at Terrebonne.
Oh, man. He scored two touchdowns in goal line yesterday for Florida State.
How about that?
So the show air on Friday, so that means Wednesday. And they have another player from Louisiana, from John Curtis High School, Corey
Wren, yeah.
He's committed to Georgia, remember, a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Signed with Florida State. He scored a touchdown in the scrimmage. So three of the five touchdowns are from?
Louisiana guys.
Louisiana natives, man.
Yep.
Florida State.
And Florida State, in order to get back to some winning, you know, they're going to need guys like that to step up. And I know a couple years back, they had themselves a pretty good running back from Louisiana back in the Bowden days, and wore it done. So you can't go wrong with Louisiana running backs.
You got to throw that alma mater in there.
Yeah, Catholic High, baby.
And they had another running back from St. Aug, the Purple Knights, Sean Jackson. He was before Warwick Dunn. 6'2", 220. Was an All-American. Bobby Bowden, and again, condolences to their family. I'm actually working with Terry Bowden at ULM, recruiting with them. But I mentioned on my podcast the other day, Jay said he was the reason I like Florida State. I didn't like Florida State. I like Bobby Bowden.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they can ever. I don't think he'll. You can't replace Bobby Bowden.
No, a coach, an icon like him, as far as all that he's done, and it's interesting to hear the stories that how much history could have changed because Bobby Bowden could have been the coach at LSU.
Right.
So it's amazing.
1979 was Mac's last season at LSU, and instead of Jerry Stovall, it would have been Bobby Bowden, possibly. And I remember the story we said on the podcast? I think Terry Bowden mentioned it, that if LSU would have lost to Florida State in 79, his dad told him, if I lose this game, I'll go to LSU and succeed Charlie Mack. If we win, I'm staying at Florida State. Well, they won. They won the game.
It's amazing because you had – and Bobby Bowden could have been the coach at LSU, and we know the tragic story with Bo Ryan, you know, what he could have done. So – it could have been multiple coaches that could have had a good run at LSU. It just wasn't meant to be, though.
Bo Ryan was on a staff with our coach with Bill Cowher at North Carolina State.
Bill Cowher, yep. He coached with Lou Holtz.
He hired Bill Cowher as a grad assistant.
Yeah, he did.
North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Want to mention also, Dare Rosenthal from Faraday, starting tackle for Kentucky. Kind of bizarre.
Right, and then the left tackle they had, he's going to be like an all-SEC type guy, and they're going to move him to right tackle.
Strange world right now, man. Leaves LSU, starting it for another SEC school.
Kentucky's got himself some pretty good tackles. I mean, one on the left side and one on the right side.
Eric Gilbert, I'll spend 5 seconds on it.
Yeah.
He's not on the team at Georgia. Who knows? Prayers to the kid.
Yeah, I think he just needs to sit out just a year just to focus on himself. And
by the time he comes back, he'll be eligible for the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he might sit out next year. Who knows?
Yeah. All I got to say is thoughts and prayers go out to him. Yeah. And hopefully he gets his personal issues. Yeah.
Look like Kellen Winslow Sr.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of body and very talented player. Also, I want to mention Texas Christian in Fort Worth, as we call them, TCU. They've got two Louisiana players that are tearing it up.
In the secondary, nonetheless.
In the secondary.
Yeah.
Bud Clark from Alexandria High School is going to start for him as a hybrid safety. 6'2 now, about 185, runs 4.4. By the way, Bud Clark's little brother plays for Alexandria High.
And he's going to be a good one. Time.
And now you got somebody at TCU, LSU. They should have took Bud Clark.
Yeah, TCU's been known for over the years getting all these gems over the years from Louisiana.
Yeah, they get some great players from Louisiana. They also have a kid, a true freshman, that they're really happy about from my alma mater, the Sean Armstead safety.
Yeah.
He's going to start as a freshman for TCU. He beat out all those Texas kids, wasn't ranked very heavily. I was big-time fan of his.
Yeah.
LSU didn't recruit him. I know there's a lot of DBs and receivers, mm-hmm. but, oh, man, he's only 20 minutes away.
Yeah, my dad had to play against him at Plaquemine last year, and he couldn't brag about him more about what he was able to do. He was so impressed with seeing Armstead play last year as a senior.
6'1", about 185 now, runs 4.5, and will hit you and smart.
Oh, he's good.
And they said he's calling the plays in the huddle, one of the guys at TCU.
How about that? That's a freshman.
True freshman. The Sean Armstead, now pro prospect. Another DB from Louisiana. Doing well. One other thing I want to mention, it's in our preview magazine that'll be out next week. Remember the name Devin Brumfield?
Yeah.
Jace? Covington High School?
Absolutely.
Signed with Utah?
Yep.
I watched him play one of them late night Pac-12 games. He did great and he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sat out. He's at Tulane now, as you know.
Yep.
I think he's going to be phenomenal for Tulane this year.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. And Tulane's got himself a pretty good running back backfield over the last couple of years. And, yeah, Devin, I think he's one of the leading rushers ever from Louisiana high school football history because he played since his, like, eighth grade year. Yeah. So it's great to see Devin get his opportunity to go back home and go back to his home state and see what he does at Tulane. And Coach Fritz, talking to him, he expects him to be like the lead back in this loaded backfield at Tulane this year.
The all-time leading rusher for Covington, and that says a lot.
Oh, yeah.
With all those great Salter teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all the great teams that his grandson's had in the last 10 years.
Sure.
That's a big deal. I mean, he ran for over 10,000 yards at Covington High School.
Speaking of Covington guys, I believe Edrin Cooper, he's playing. He's going to play a lot at A&M
this
year.
Yeah, he's running as the fourth linebacker. And the only reason he's not one of the three, he's the youngest of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a red shirt.
Yep.
And Cooper's at 6'2", I saw the other day, 221,
okay.
4'6".
Yeah.
I mean, there's talent everywhere from Louisiana, and unfortunately, LSU's going to see him play a lot.
Yeah, they will.
We want to mention this. Remind me, we're going to take a break. Remind me to bring up how Texas could be in trouble playing ULL.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. We're going to take a break when we come back. I want to talk about injuries in college football with the week to go before the first game. There's a lot of teams banged up, not just LSU. And I think it's because training's full scale again, and last year they didn't have full scale.
Yeah, they didn't get that whole offseason really to work with last year.
The body's trying to get back, get used to it, so it's a lot of guys are hurting right now. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Lieber Keen, your host and our co-pilot today is Jace Lejeune. Jace, speaking of college football, and I'm really embarrassed for this university, and I really feel for them. They haven't won since I was about 22 years old. I'm 51 now, and they used to be one of the top five programs in the country with Tom Osborne.
Yeah, Nebraska, yeah.
They can't even get to a Power Five major bowl game, and they might go on probation. You, if you are cheating, you're not even winning, right?
That's one thing if you're cheating and now, winning.
Some of this could be prior to Scott Frost. Some of it could be, I don't know the details. But whatever it is, Scott Frost has inherited a lot of problems. And this is his fourth year or fifth year as coach at Nebraska?
Yeah, I think it's because he had the undefeated season at UCF a couple years ago. I would say it's his third or fourth,
yeah.
I would say.
He's on the hill. And I feel sorry for him because he played at Nebraska.
Yeah, he wants Nebraska to do well.
He was an All-American DB there. He played in NFL with the Jets as a DB. He was a quarterback at Nebraska. But
yeah,
it's just sad to see a program so
rich in history
and so dominant. They're not even a factor. Recruits don't even mention them. If you're not from Kansas, raised in the cornfields, you're probably not going to Nebraska if you're a top 100 recruit. Or your dad played there. And I even see kids now from Nebraska sign with other schools. I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy to see considering in the 90s they were dominating. They were just so
dominant. You're talking about Turner Gill, Mike Rozier,
Tommy Frazier, yeah.
All the great Mark Bing, Dean Steinkuhler, Dave Remington.
Man.
I mean, Leroy Etienne, who was from New Iberia, was an All-American linebacker for them. Tommy Frazier.
From
Bradenton, Florida, mm-hmm. was an All-American Heisman guy. Frost was a great quarterback. I mean, we can go on. And Irving Fryer, the receiver, first-round pick. They had tons of – every year, Lawrence Phillips at one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Until he got in trouble there.
Right, sure.
But they had a lot. I mean, they were Alabama in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Alabama in the 80s was good, but Nebraska was even better post Bear Bryant. I mean,
they were rolling. They were rolling.
They were having two first round picks every year, maybe three some years.
They were getting
four,
all the best linemen
all over the country.
Yeah.
I really feel for Scott Frost. I really do. You can't. I mean, what do you do? How do you win this year? You're not talented. He hasn't recruited well, and you can't get out of the Big Ten. I mean, how do you beat a better Purdue, a better Iowa, a Northwestern, which is better with Fitzgerald? They're better.
I mean, they're all tough in the Big Ten.
Wisconsin? We're not even talking Michigan, Ohio State yet.
Not like the upper Wisconsins right. or the Penn States of the world.
I mean, how do you survive?
What do you think led to their downfall? I mean, it was a big gap when they were just dominating college football.
Too many bad hires. Callahan was a bad hire from the pros.
Uh-huh, right.
I thought that Solich was a good hire.
Solich, yeah.
But he stayed too long. He was a former coach with Osborne. And he ended up being at Ohio U, retired.
Right.
But after Solich, it was like the worst possible candidate they'd hire every year. And
yeah, because at least Solich was winning 9-10 games each year.
They can't recruit California anymore like they used to. They used to go in New Jersey. That's where they got Irving Fryer and Rozier.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't go in Florida and Louisiana. They cannot get the top. They got to go get the second-level, low D1 guys that they hope can develop. Nebraska used to just, like, point.
Get whoever they want to.
I don't know. I don't think he can survive. I really don't. If he goes 7-5, it's just not going to be enough for him.
And it's a shame because it's not – I mean, Scott Frost came into a situation where it was a pretty bad situation when he got
there. For 10 years.
Yeah.
We're going on 15 years almost.
It shows you that – like Pelini was one in nine bad games hire, a year.
Bad yeah. hire. He's one yeah. of those bad hires.
Yeah.
I think the Pelini hire and the Callahan hire set him back.
Mm. Yeah.
They just didn't. I mean, Tom Osborne was like losing Skip Bertman LSU baseball or Saban LSU. And LSU was fortunate to have a championship under Miles and Orgeron. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jace might have some other things to talk about. We've still got more to talk about. We've got the story in the interview with North Shore High School and our coach Bobby Sanders. You don't want to miss that. And some of their recruits. I was over there last week in Slidell, North Shore High School. We still have that interview coming up. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine. I hope you're enjoying the show today. My co-pilot today is Jace Lejeune. Jace, me and you talked about this over lunch. We're talking about how good ULL is this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some diehard LSU fans in the state that don't care for you. I don't know some UL people who don't care for LSU. I know that. I've been around a long time. I even know people who I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are ULL fans that are LSU fans.
Yeah.
There's LSU fans that are ULL fans. I'm one of those guys. I'm fans of all the schools. But credit where credit is due. And this is nothing toward LSU. This is all the credit to ULL. The talent at ULL right now is the highest I've ever seen it. More than Hudspeth ever having. Hudspeth had some good teams, but I don't think the Sun Belt was very good back then. Mm-hmm. And he took advantage of that and did a good job.
Yeah.
But the talent at ULL right now, I'm not saying they can play an SEC schedule, 9 weeks in a row. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they are a dominant D1 program that you do not want to play if you're a top 15 program.
This team, I mean, they can play in the Big 12. They can probably win and compete in the Big 12 a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the other conferences for sure, Power 5 conferences, they can definitely compete.
I mean, UL has three, maybe four future pro O-linemen. They have two future NFL running backs. They already have two in the NFL right now. Well,
yeah.
Three.
Callaway is a return specialist.
Regus.
And Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, so they got two more coming up. All right. Their defensive line has Taylen Humphrey. He's probably a second-round pick.
Yeah, Zion's back for him.
He's a high draft pick from Catholic of New Iberia. Yep. They've got great receivers.
They're loaded at receiver.
They got three or four pro receivers. They've got NFL DBs. They got NFL, I would call, under-the-radar linebackers. They got a real good kicker. They got a great coach. And he's got a great eye for talent. And actually, every time I look at his players, I look at my list. I wonder if they're taking my list. Because every sleeper that they get is a sleeper I have on my list that I don't put out there, for colleges. That they do a great job of picking the right kids and developing the kids. But if I'm Texas, which they have week one.
Yep.
It's in Austin, right?
Yeah, in Texas. Yep.
UL might keep the ball 5-6 minutes a drive with that huge athletic O-line and running backs. And here's the deal. Levi Lewis doesn't have to be a great thrower.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line is that good. And I really meant it's better than LSU's offensive line. Now, from a talent standpoint, LSU's got a chance to be a good offensive line. I'm talking about NFL talent and proven talent.
Mm-hmm.
But Texas is not a dominant team right now.
No.
And that could be I'm not joking about this. And people are like, oh, you're crazy. That's a game I want to watch.
Yeah. I mean, Texas is bringing a new quarterback. They don't have Sam Ellinger for the first time.
He was good.
10 years.
On a bad team. Yeah. He was good.
And then they have a new head coach. So you got a new staff. And, I mean, this is a new Texas program. And then week one, they're already playing an established ULL team that is, as far as group of five teams go, they can challenge for a New Year's Six Bowl or a Final Four spot.
Well, and also, Texas doesn't have a quarterback that can run. Erlanger was a heck of a running quarterback.
Mm-hmm, he was.
Tough kid. And he looks good in the pros right now. I watched him play preseason.
Him, Jacob Easton are getting a little bit of a bow. Yeah.
They look good. Sam's actually going to be a great pro quarterback, I think, because he's tough, too. Reminds me a little bit of a slower version of Brett Favre, kind of same, a little bit thicker build.
Yeah.
You can't hurt Sam. He's built like a Mike linebacker, but he's not Tim Tebow. He's got a little better arm than Tim.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Tim got cut.
Cut by the Jaguars. But, he played quarterback and then all this time, and he's in his mid-30s, and he's just now playing tight end. And
I want to mention, too, UCLA is down a receiver for the LSU game. They have a starting receiver suspended for the game because of some
disciplinary.
So, not good for them.
Especially receivers and quarterbacks are strength anyway.
Well, UCLA's got a lot of receivers, but this is one receiver that won't play. Let me just compare this. ULL is playing Texas. I would rather LSU play UCLA than ULL.
I agree with you. I totally agree.
And if it was changed around, if ULL played UCLA, I'm definitely taking ULL.
Oh, yeah. I agree. They're going to be really tough this year. And like you said, there's not really a glaring weakness when you look at just their whole roster in general.
But a lot of people don't know them very well, and they go, oh, they're not any good, you know, because it's all emotion, right? Fan bases. But if you're hearing the show, just watch the Raging Cajuns, whether you're a fan or not. I'm not a season ticket holder to ULL. I have no alumni tie. I have nothing. I'm just covering it as I see it. Watch that offensive line and those receivers and that defensive line for ULL, and you're going to think you're watching Kentucky or a better version, because Kentucky can't even score points in the SEC. But that's the game I'm watching. I'm watching UCLA LSU, hoping LSU shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm watching ULL Texas. I'm watching Clemson, Georgia. I'm watching Alabama, Alabama, Miami.
I mean, I'm going to be just glued to your seat and just all day just watch college football.
I won't be fired up, but I'll watch the Notre Dames, the Wisconsins, the Penn States.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame plays like on a Sunday. It's like Notre Dame and Florida State. So, if you look at LSU, the LSU-UCLA game, I mean, their schedule for LSU sets up pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, probably to the Alabama game.
And speaking of injuries, I told everybody we were going to talk about this. USC has 4 players out for the year already. Starters. That's concerning.
And this is going to be a prove-it year for Clay Helton.
He's on the hill.
Yeah. It's going to be a prove-it year.
That hill has a slope right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right on his foot. I mean, seriously, he's got to win 9 maybe. I don't even know if 9 will be good because they want more. They're spoiled. Carroll hadn't been the coach in a while. They want that Carroll winning.
They haven't been relevant since Carroll left. So,
but 4, you're starting 22 out for the year already? Hey.
And really the Pac-12, I mean, you can say maybe Oregon, but like who?
You know the stud D tackle that LSU tried to sign this year, Foreman?
Yeah.
He's hurt.
Wow.
He won't play in the first maybe 2 or 3 games. He's not even one of the 4. They have 9 players out for the first game, USC, and they're not deep. This is not a USC roster loaded with the Matt Leinart.
It's not the 04, 05 USC teams.
Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, you know, the who's who, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's a good team, but they can't have injuries.
No.
They got a great young quarterback.
They do. Slovis.
Slovis from Arizona native.
Yeah.
But they don't have enough talent to I mean – I'm telling you, this is a year, Jace, too many injuries, and you're going to be playing every walk-on on your squad.
And speaking of that, I was telling you over lunch, too, about South Carolina. Their starting quarterback got hurt, and now they only have, like, 3 quarterbacks on the roster total, and they just got their GA dressed up, and now he's, preparing for snaps, and he's actually bound for the quarterback job right now.
And the water boy will be next.
Right.
Whoever's got the water, he'll be like, hey, man, you got any eligibility?
Yeah.
It's getting – and look, coaches, it's not their fault. They're not giving the new pamphlet on how to overcome all these losses, all these transfer portals, all these guys leaving, sitting out, quitting after enrolling. I mean, it's just – there's been so many guys leave you didn't see it as much last year, but there's been so much over the last summer, spring,
mm-hmm.
and on top of the year before, they can't make it up. The NCAA is going to have to, like, have a press conference saying, look, either you can go to 90 scholarships or you can sign more every year to make up for this.
There has to be some kind of adjustment to the transfer portal.
Because week 9, we might see kickers play quarterback. All right?
Yeah.
It's going to get out of control. I mean, we're going to be sitting here saying, man, if LSU had their DBs week 8, they'd win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if Florida had their offensive line healthy, they would run for 300 yards. But now they don't have but 6 offensive linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about week 8, week 9, maybe week 5. Who's got the most healthiest team? And unfortunately, Alabama's got the deepest team again.
How important nowadays in college football is roster management. That's the biggest thing right now in college football. If you want to be a part of the Final 4 in the end and be a national championship winning team, well, it's the teams that are best at it.
You know how you change recruiting? You talk to a kid. I don't care if he's a all right. If he's a 3-star, but he can develop into a 5, I'm taking the 3 if the guy says, I want to go to school and play ball, meaning I want to play for you regardless. I want to start and I want to finish and I want to play here. I want to play here because I've always dreamed to play here. It's not just about the NFL. You got to lean a little more that way because you're going to end up with a larger roster. Clemson has got that kind of roster.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, they don't have guys sit during the season. They don't have guys that are looking at, you know, if I get hurt, I'm going to first round. They got a lot of third-round guys. They don't have a lot of Lawrences. But Sweeney's probably the smartest recruiter in the country. I won't say the best, but he just recruits guys that want to be in the program.
Yeah, they want to be part of the program. And
that
they
model.
Want to be, they want to be there.
That model would work everywhere, but sometimes maybe a guy's so good he doesn't want to play 4 years. He doesn't want to play 3 years. Is that really the route to go for the
I'd rather that guy that's going to give me 100% effort, and then he's going to want to stay there and play it out and finish rather than the 5-star guy.
Yeah, and a bowl game means something.
Right.
Like, finish. You're on scholarship.
Yeah, it means something. You can get paid. You can get paid. Look,
I got nothing against you getting paid, but get paid after you finish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, still got an interview to give you with North Shore High School coach Bobby Sanders and his top recruits. I went by North Shore a week ago, had a great time, hung out by the Panther statue outside. And Bobby Sanders, here's some tidbits for you before we take a break. Who was Jamar Chase's receivers coach at Archbishop Rommel? It was Bobby Sanders.
Bobby Sanders. And
how you like that?
He's really high on this receiver crew. Right now,
yeah,
he compares it to Rommel guys.
Bobby Sanders was the receivers coach for Jamar Chase at Rommel. This is his first head job at North Shore. What a great guy. That'll be coming up after I take a break. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has 3 dealerships, which means 3 times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Co-pilot today is Jace Lejeune, our editor. We're going to have the Bobby Sanders interview coming up. You don't want to miss it. North Shore High School in Slidell. Jamar Chase is former coach at Rommel.
Yeah.
These are the unsung guys. People don't mention the position coaches. I do. You know who the head coaches are, Monica.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Jay Roth was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give some kudos to, Bobby Sanders. When the interview was over, he said, you know, Coach Jamar at Rommel. I was like, all right, man.
Yeah, he told me that too. Yeah.
All right. I'm at North Shore High School in Slidell, Louisiana. Got on the road about 5:00 this morning. Happy to be here. North Shore, I think of Chris Falk, LSU, all-SEC offensive lineman. I think of all these great baseball players that have come out of North Shore. The kid that went to LSU, Coach.
Ron Eads,
his brother. Football's really doing well. I know y'all got a great lot of talent. We've got Fabian Hartley Jr. with us. He's going. All 3 of the kids with us today are 222 guys. Austin Jackson.
Go for it.
Who I know from the Brother Martin Crusaders from last year. Tony, I don't want to butcher your name, so how do you pronounce your last name?
Vunovich. Yes, sir.
Okay. That helps me.
I've been butchering it for 2 years.
Can I call you Tony V?
Yes, sir.
That's like Dick cool. Vitale V?
That's fine.
Tony V, man, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to start with Tony V. Tony V, 6'6", 290 pounds.
Yes, sir.
You fought some injuries. You had a torn meniscus.
Yes, sir.
You've overcome that. Your senior year, this is going to be your year to show everything. Because you've had injuries throughout your career, just some crazy stuff.
Yes, sir.
And you're an O lineman. You're a 25 ACT guy, which is really good. I see you like Southern, Miss, LSU, Southeastern. You like the duck hunt?
Yes, sir. I go with my godfather sometimes.
Where do y'all go usually?
That's up to him. I don't know. I just ride.
You just go, man. Let's go get some ducks, man.
Yes, sir.
So, Tony V, tell me where you would like to go. Let's say if you didn't get an offer, but you could get a preferred walk-on. You know, walk-ons get to play now. Where would you look at? Would it be LSU, maybe? Something like that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'd like to go where the coaches are great and where I can actually improve myself and become my best self football-wise.
Yeah. Tony, you've got, you know, put together, man. I mean, you carry your weight well. I've seen you play. Saw you a lot as a sophomore. I know last year, your junior year, you missed some games, but you're back at it. Appreciate you joining us today. And Fabian Hartley Jr., speaking of injuries, you were showing me pictures of how the last game last year you had a pretty tough injury, and you're already back. I mean, you're already running, and you told me you're already lifting weights. Tell everybody what happened to you last year.
Last game of the season against Slido, it was like 6 minutes left. I went out for a swing route off the backfield. Went to go catch it over the shoulder. DN hit me in the back. Linebacker took my leg out. Dislocated my knee, tore my ACL, LCL, MCL, meniscus, and PCL.
And you're back.
Yes, sir.
And you look good, man. I mean, you're in shape.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Coach's got to be thrilled to have you back. You know, you're 6'2", 220, linebacker. You play some running back as well. You run really well. I think you're a diamond in the rough. Had a chance to look at you last year as well. What do you think about the college stuff and the recruiting? I know you say you like LSU, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
ULL. Do you have any relatives in Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
What part?
Elizabethtown.
Where's that from? Hopkinsville?
I really don't know. I know it's an hour outside of Louisville.
I went to Hopkinsville and stayed a week, and I was working in Louisville. And all I know is that Hopkinsville was 30 minutes from Louisville, and then we went to Cincinnati. That's a beautiful state, man.
Yeah, I fell in love with the school when I went and watched my cousin play in the state championship, and the field just is nice.
It's great. Man. Is your mom's side from there or your dad?
My mom's.
Your mom? So your mom grew up in Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
You were also a good student, 3.67 GPA, 18 ACT. You know, I know recruiting is going to get crazy. I mean, with COVID and everything, and Tony, we're going to talk to your star skill guy here in a minute from Brother Martin. We're going to mention him, but linebackers are in great need today in recruiting, especially guys that can cover. And Coach knows that. The spread offenses are now off. They're college football. Yeah. Does it matter if you're a linebacker in college or running back?
But no, I'm willing to play anywhere. I really just want to go get my education. That's a big thing.
And that's impressive for you to say that. Any final thoughts about this year with North Shore, this coming season?
This coming season? We about to put a show on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I just got to put that out there.
Yeah, we're going to prove a lot of people wrong. Yeah.
That's Austin Jackson talking in the background. Austin, what – I mean, you were at Brother Martin last year. You're from Slidell. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
We've never met till today, but I watched you play against Catholic last year in the playoffs. And Coach would probably agree with this, but if somebody runs 4.7, they look 4.5. To me, they're a football player. Mm-hmm. And you look faster on the field than you do in your 40 time. I don't even know your 40 time. It doesn't matter to me. But you look 4.4 on the field.
I feel like a 4.42.
Is it angles? Is it cutting? Because you got the hips to cut, but
I feel like it's just like I treat it like running from a dog. You know, the dog just make you run faster.
Scared?
Yeah.
You got to get away.
I won't get touched. I don't like touching the ground.
Nobody does touch you. I mean, that's you look like what's that guy Brown that was with the Steelers? Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Yeah.
You know, he's just so maneuvering.
Smooth, yeah.
And you maneuver, and nobody can get you, and then all of a sudden you're out of bounds after 20 yards or 15, but. I know Coach is excited to have you.
Yeah, and I'm
yeah,
excited.
It was a nice surprise. Nice surprise showed up on the doorstep. So we'll take as many as we can get like that.
Introduce Coach. Tell everybody who Coach is, Austin.
Coach Sanders.
Coach Sanders, man. Yeah, so
my guy.
Coach, you got another senior receiver that looks like Austin that's not in here in the room today, but talk about him as well, the other slot receiver.
Yeah, Brandon Hines. He's playing a little bit of both things right now. He's playing receiver and DB. This will be his third year starting, I believe. I wasn't here his sophomore year, but I remember seeing him on film. And they're very, very similar. I mean, they're both shifty guys. Both could be in the slot. Both, you know, will have the ability to move them around a little bit and find creative ways to get them the ball, and that's kind of what we plan on doing.
You think y'all have a nickname soon, like Slash and Dash or something? Or
I actually came up with one right now.
What you got?
Double Trouble.
Yeah. Double Trouble.
Yeah.
What you think, Coach? Double slot trouble?
Yeah, because the two outside receivers could be mad at him because they don't get a nickname, too. So
we've got to mention him, Coach. Talk about the other two receivers.
TJ Coleman. He's a sophomore this year. He started every game for us as a freshman, and he's on the outside. And then we have James Bridges, who's going to be a junior this year.
Good-looking kid. Yeah,
also he was a really explosive receiver for us last year. He was kind of the guy who had big plays for us. And he hurt his knee in spring. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but
he slightly tore his LCL and MCL.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It seems like he's been out for a year. It seems like Fabian got back quicker than James. So I don't know. But we need to get James back and kind of get him in the fold. But, like, I feel really, really good about the four receivers we're putting out there. You know, I think we have some depth behind it, too. Some guys we could move there. And, you know, it's probably the strength of our offense by far.
Coach, quarterback. Mention your quarterback. I know he's not in the room right now.
We're quarterback, Jack Buell. We had a kind of a three-man rotation last year, which probably isn't a good thing. You know, as far as week 10, we had three quarterbacks played in the game. So, Jack got some playing time. He started a couple games last year. And, you know, he's got some mobility. He's got a good arm on him. And, you know, it's just a matter of him learning how to be a leader. That comes naturally with the quarterback position. And, you know, like I said, he's going to be a junior. Then after that, we have another one, Jackson Fayard, who's a sophomore, kind of taller, lanky kid who's still got to grow a little bit and everything. And, you know, he'll probably get some JV experience for us this year. But we're, you know, kind of looking at Jack right now to kind of lead the team offensively.
What I like about Coach Bobby Sanders that you played at Rummel.
I did.
Archbishop.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably went to one of your practices when you were on the team, when you played for Jay Rolfe.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always come up from Baton Rouge, check out a practice. I'd see Jay cutting the grass earlier that day. He was cutting his own field.
Yeah.
And he was very meticulous of practice setup, game day, old school.
Oh, yeah.
And just meeting another coach from that tree, that Rummel tree.
Uh-huh.
I know one thing that is obvious, and Manali's this way.
Right.
Toughness.
Yeah.
Toughness.
We're trying. Over the summer, we brought in Ochsner because we had him in 2019 when I was at Rummel, and they just beat him to death over the summer, and we were so much better for it. And all the close games, it seemed like we were in. We ended up winning, going our way, and that's when we went undefeated and won a state championship. Even that game was bleak. Catholic scored on a 50-something yard screen pass, and 3 minutes left. We hadn't done anything offensively all game, and we found a way to get it done. They kicked it to Donovan Kaufman, and he ran it back for a touchdown, and I ended up sealing the game for us. So trying to do that here, tried to really work them hard over the summer, and you know, I think we did that, and I'm hoping it pays off, pays dividends.
I want to tell you this. I like LSU and State, but I thought LSU would pick Kaufman up when he left Vandy.
I was hoping so.
I was hoping he'd end up in that Tiger secondary. But then they pick up the other Rommel DB, Pig Cage, from Nicholls State.
Yeah.
They almost had Kaufman, too, from Rommel. So you almost had an all-Rommel.
It was a good defense. That 2019 defense was really good with Pig and Donovan. I mean, I guess just the size on him, you know. So I guess that scared a lot of people off. But he's a football player, you know. He's really good. I can't wait to see him for Auburn and Pig, too, at LSU.
You know, that's one thing that I really don't like about recruiting today.
Yeah.
Is that the evaluations, Coach, of guys that aren't the measurables.
Right.
They don't see the different, like a different guy. Like right. Tyrann Mathieu was little.
Right.
Would he get recruited today like he did 10, 15 years ago? Right. I'm old school and like that.
Right. And, I remember he was hardly recruited anyway. I think Tennessee offered him first or whatever, and then LSU finally swooped in and got him at the end.
Yeah, so, but Kaufman, it was like a no-brainer. I mean, he might be 5'7". Who cares? Yeah. But he freaking is incredible.
Yeah, very, very similar to that Mathieu. He kind of played the same position, that roll-down safety kind of look, and he just made plays.
Yeah.
So he helped us beat Brother Morton a whole lot. So
we got to throw this out there. Your school produced the greatest DB safety I've ever seen in Louisiana, and Craig Stilts.
Yeah, he was a good one. He's the only one at Rummel with his number retired.
That's big.
So Coach Roth's son's name's Craig too, so I don't know if there's any correlation between that or whatever. I never asked him, but yeah. So
he named him after Craig Stelz.
Huh? Yeah, retired jersey, all that good stuff. So he's the only one that ever had his jersey retired. He's the first two-time All-State player there. So
okay, Tony, any last thoughts? You mind if I call you Tony V? I just don't want to butcher the last
name.
I don't mind.
Yeah. As in my thoughts on the season?
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, we're about to jamboree, what, it'll be a couple of weeks?
Next Thursday.
Next week?
Already? Can't wait.
I feel like that's when everybody's going to see what we're made of, and that's how we're going to carry ourselves throughout the season.
Fabian, what do you think? What do you think about this coming year?
Easy.
The team.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a good year. I feel like we got a lot to prove from last year. Step it up a lot.
How explosive can the offense be with Austin and all those receivers? I mean, I don't ever remember North Shore having that many good receivers.
They're not going to be able to double one receiver. We got multiple weapons.
And if you won't be the only slot guy. There's another guy.
We also have Brandon Hines, double trouble. Yeah, Brandon.
And then you got the two guys outside, too, that we talked about. But tough district, a lot of tough teams, Coach.
Yeah, very much so. The big thing I just want us to play to our potential and do things right. You know, it's school opened in 1982, and we have 9 playoff appearances altogether. So that's not too good, you know. So the big thing this offseason was trying to figure out what the problem is and where there's a disconnect, because all the junior highs in the area seem to do good when they get here, you know, for whatever reason we struggle. So we just got to figure out what that problem is and try to get that right. But I think if we're able to just, I guess, avoid injuries, you know, because depth's always an issue. But, you know, I think if we're able to do things right and play to our potential and, you know, not worry about opponents or whatever and just be consistent, I think, you know, we may surprise some people. I don't know, you know. But the schedule – we open up at Dutchtown, really, really good running back.
Yeah, Dylan Sampson.
Yeah, returning All-State running back. So that'll be a challenge. It'll kind of get us on the road. It'll be the farthest we've traveled. I think the farthest we traveled last year was Ponchatoula. So, you know, it'll be a little road trip, get on a charter bus and go to Dutchtown week one. And then we're supposedly at home against Salmon week two. But that all depends on if the field's ready or not. Right now it's just gravel. So I put in the turf. And week three, Lakeshore. And, you know, they've been kind of the standard for North Shore football for a few years now. And, you know, once we do that, it's into the district, and then we go Mandeville and Ponchatoula right off the bat, back-to-back. And I know, you know, Mandeville's always good, and Ponchatoula, you know, is loaded with talent.
I want to have fun with something for you kids and you, and think about it. You don't have to say it right off the bat. Pick two college football teams that you think will make the playoffs this year, and I'm going to ask everybody. So think of two college football teams that you think will make the playoffs.
Alabama and Clemson.
Those are your two?
How about that?
Austin?
I think they made it every year.
Who are your two college teams?
LSU and Clemson.
LSU. Okay. Fabian?
No, I see Auburn and Alabama.
Auburn?
Yeah.
TJ Finley start or does he?
Yeah, he's going to start.
He'll beat Patrick out?
Yeah.
Oh,
he a dog.
Okay.
Good dog.
And Tony, who do you think will be in the playoffs?
I'd say LSU and Alabama.
Wow. Boy, I mean, a lot of people would love to see that game.
Yeah, that's a game.
The one in New Orleans people want to forget about. That was a rough one.
I changed the channel. I changed the channel from an LSU game for the first time in my life. I couldn't take it anymore. I could not take it. That's why
that's
I think,
the first game I didn't watch the replay.
Yeah, well, that's why I think 2019 happened. That year was so bad, I think we deserved that offense that they had in 2019 to make up for that game and those years of
– when I see it replayed on TV, I turn it.
Yeah.
I can't – it's just not – and then and you had some guys on that team. It just wasn't the day. They had that great year.
Yeah, I mean
– they beat Alabama that year.
Those were the years you used to get excited when the defense came on the field. Yeah. It's usually the other way around, like offense, score points and everything, but – it's, you know, doze off on the couch when the offense comes on the field and wake up with defense. So
final question, since all of you like LSU. I know you like Kentucky more. Or Auburn.
I like UL more.
You like UL more? Tony likes LSU a lot. I know Austin does. Favorite LSU player of all time? I'll start with Austin.
Ooh, that's a hard question.
There's a lot of great ones.
I know. I'll go with Patrick Peterson.
over Matthew, over Tre'Davious White?
Yes, sir.
Wow, over Mo Claiborne?
Yes, sir.
Fabian, I'm gonna ask you about your favorite school. You're talking about ULL?
Yeah.
Who anybody stick out for ULL?
Not really, but like my favorite player is like Tyrann Mathieu. He bring that energy, that dog in him.
He's Johnny on the spot. He knows the ball where it's going before the ball knows where it's going.
Yeah.
Tony, favorite LSU player in your opinion?
Joe Burrow. I like the way he carried himself and led the team. I looked up to that as somebody who aspires to be a college football player.
Big time leader, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, Joe Burrow was the first LSU player in my lifetime. I wasn't around for Billy Cannon, coach, but when you walked in the stadium, and as a fan or a media guy, and you just watched him warm up, you could tell the guy was like he wasn't going to lose. I mean, and everybody got in a huddle. Their game went better. It went up. He brought out the best of everybody. He's the only guy I've seen go at LSU in my lifetime that just – he made the fans louder. He made his team play harder.
It was an incredible season, that 2019 season. So,
and he didn't have one first-round pick offensive lineman.
Yeah. Knew where to go with the ball.
Now, he did have Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Thaddeus Moss, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Not a bad little group, huh?
Thaddeus ain't dropped a ball that year.
And by the way, Thaddeus is killing it in Cincinnati Bengals camp right now.
Yep.
With Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm. And Jamar.
And Tyler Shelvin, who went to Northside and Notre Dame High School. Guys, I enjoyed it. I know y'all got to get back to class. And I know Coach has to get back
to – Y'all stay as long as you want, I promise. They ain't going to have a problem with that.
Appreciate you, Coach, letting me come by North Shore.
Great talking with you. Thanks
and,
for stopping by.
Let's hope there's no days postponed this year, right?
Yeah, no more COVID can go away. This rain, this heat, it can all go away. So
just go away and let's play some ball.
Right.
Beautiful football weather.
That's it.
That's right, Austin. And looking forward to seeing you guys this year.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good.
I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We will talk to you on Monday.
Monday.
Got to remember this plays on Friday. We tape on Thursday. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.